It's time for Heatwave Sports. Sit back and relax as you take a tour around the world of sports each and every Saturday and Sunday night. And now, your hosts for Heatwave Sports, Tim Unglesby and Tom Barton.
Wonderful Saturday night, Las Vegas. Welcome to Heatwave Sports, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 98.9 FM. And we're not coming to you from the Lotus Broadcast Studios. We're actually on location tonight out at the Beer Park at the Paris Hotel and Casino right on the Las Vegas Strip. Tim Unglesby, soon to be joined by my co-host Tom Barton. But I got some guests in the building with me tonight. Actually, we're outside. It's always the best show of the year for us. We get to bring all the Heatwave crew back together as we give our predictions for the big game, the Super Bowl, our Super Bowl preview show. Joining me tonight, right now, radio personality Chris Wynn and one of the original OGs of Heatwave Sports, Armando Vasquez. Guys, you can feel the excitement now that the rain has stopped. You can feel the excitement here in Las Vegas.
It's almost Armando, right? Whoa, it's not even a matter of minutes, right? It's a matter of
here we go.
Hold on. This is ridiculous.
Here we go.
What? I come all this way here and there's no
Tom Barton.
TV? Where the hell is Tom? I mean, really. We had a little conversation via text this week. Mm-hmm. And let me get this straight. He didn't show up?
Well, I believe Ari's getting him on the line. And you can address that with him.
Oh, man. That's ridiculous. Where's he at?
He's in Atlantic City, actually.
Now that it's legal there.
Right.
Yeah, so now
We're represented in two states.
He's going to shun us now, huh?
Tom, I believe you're with us now. Armando has a beef with you.
Beef, Armando.
What beef? You're not here, jackass. Where the hell are you?
Wait a minute, we were talking earlier. Meetings, where were all of you guys? I was in your town and no one was around.
Yeah, you were working and I was working too. I apologize about that. But you know what? What can you do? I mean, you're schmoozing with the upper echelon of Major League Baseball. I mean, why would you want to be with me? Let's be real.
But Tommy, we know why we're shocked, brother, is because it's a national holiday for all intents and purposes, right? And we're here in Vegas, one of the prime spots on the planet when it comes to the Super Bowl, down here at the Beer Park, our good spot down here. And, it looks like the rain has subsided, guys, and it's gonna be a good time, Tommy. But hey, with the wonders of modern technology, Tommy, we still have you, bro, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll be back. I just, it's the first time ever, and you just said it, Las Vegas is now one of the prime spots, and you know, where I am, this is a prime spot. If you guys look at the numbers, it's remarkable, blowing away every expectation that pretty much anybody had. We all knew, well, not we all, me and Tim have called out the people that didn't know, but most of us knew that New Jersey and the expansion was going to just massively, massively expand. I don't think anybody had any idea this quick. Even the most optimistic person didn't think it was going to be this quick.
Blah, 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 blah. We're in Vegas. You're in Jersey. Deal with it. Anyways.
Betting capitals of the world now.
Yeah. Tom, what's the vibe like right now out there?
Everybody's asleep already, right?
Friday night was same old Atlantic City, which is fine. You know, everybody, they try to, poke fun. And I've many, 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 many times fun at the old people and, it's Florida East and all of this. But the new hotels are different. The sports books are different. The vibe Friday was sort of the same. This afternoon, I left my hotel. I go downstairs. This place is absolutely rocking. You go to the right hotels and the right casinos, it is ridiculous. The new Hard Rock Casino was absolutely insane today. Our resort was doing well. I didn't get a chance to go over to Ocean Woods, which is usually the big one. Borgata was rocking, and I'm staying at Bally's. The Wild West Casino is, if I took you guys and just took video of where I was and what I was doing, you would have thought you were in Vegas last night.
Nice.
Well, guys, we got 2 hours tonight. We're going to break this game down for everybody. We're going to have plenty of special guests. And we're at the Beer Park on the Las Vegas Strip. So if you're out and about and you want to come give us your opinion on the big game tomorrow, the Super Bowl, as Ari has told me, I'm allowed to say it now, come on down. Visit us. And we're going to start with Armando Vasquez because he's wearing this Rams hat.
Oh, he's
it's disgusting.
Wait,
oh, no. He just busted out the jersey now, too.
Now, whose jersey? The NFL's defensive player.
Now, is that a St. Louis fan or is he just a fake fan? Hold on.
No.
Oh, damn.
There's no such thing as the St. Louis Rams. What are you talking about? How dare you say something like that to me?
Isn't there only one championship in the history of the Rams franchise? And doesn't it reside in St. Louis?
I don't count that.
Is Kevin Green jersey?
Oh, okay.
That is not Kevin Green.
Sorry.
It's the recently announced.
Is it Marshall Faulk who played for the St. Louis Rams? Or Kurt Warner who played for the St. Louis Rams?
Negative.
Or Isaac Bruce who played for the St. Louis Rams?
Absolutely not. I don't. Those 20 years never existed to me.
Other than your fandom, what's your take on this game tomorrow? Why LA? Because you're getting points. Is that why?
That has a lot to do with it. And the other has a lot to do with everybody complaining and moaning about a certain play that happened and that had nothing to do with them. 2 weeks ago. Now everybody's complaining about this thing. And it just makes me think that everybody wants the Rams to win so they can bitch and moan and complain about the fact that they got there on some phantom no-call. So I mean, that's one thing. The other thing, I just think the defense is ready to explode. And Dominican Sue has been behaving himself the whole playoffs, which is surprising to me because, I said that, Kristen.
I just jumped back like 3 steps right now after hearing that.
He's been playing well, and Aaron Donald is Aaron Donald, does what he does, and so they're ready for Tom Brady. Now, is it going to be easy? No. When is it easy? I mean, I expect them to go down to be losing in the first half and come back and win. But we'll see. I mean, I could be wrong, and they're going to get blown out.
What about Goff? Pressure on Goff?
Is there pressure on him? I mean, he's going – let's be honest, and I hate saying this, but he's going against the GOAT, right? Even if he has a decent game, it's still a good showing for him. It's a learning experience, and so he should be okay. Because I see this game going either – one or two ways. Either they get blown out or they win by a field goal. That's the way I see it right now.
But there's something to that, right, guys? With this whole thing with Jared Goff, right? You'd think that he'd be playing loosey-goosey in a game like this. You're that young. You're just starting your career off, right? Tom Brady, right, was the same age back in 2001 when he played his first Super Bowl as Jared Goff. So you think about the Rams, and look, kind of Jared Goff's kind of an extension of a lot of the guys in this team, given they have very little Super Bowl experience. There's 3 or 4 guys that are on the entire Rams roster that have even been near a Super Bowl, yet the Patriots have all this veteran leadership that's been there and done that. So for me, I'm on board with Armando. This whole thing about both of those championship games were great. Both the AFC and NFC championships were great. Games were unbelievable. And I think if you want to think about maybe a quote-unquote letdown, you think maybe the Patriots would be the ones to have that, given how that was just they went wire to wire and just toe to toe with the Chiefs 2 weeks ago. So I'm in the camp of the Los Angeles Rams as well too, but more so is that I think that they're playing with house money. I think that everybody believes that if they lose this game, it's no big deal, and they can be back for the next 3-4 years. So that's not the case, obviously, with the Patriots, who are, an age team that is on the back end, the key guys, obviously.
When are we
going to
stop saying that, though?
Well,
let's be honest. When is that?
But you have to realize, you got to realize the obvious, though, right? I mean, that's the case. I mean, it doesn't, even if Tom Brady plays for, 3-4 more years, it's still the back end of his career, right? And he could still retire at any moment, it would seem. That's kind of my take on it.
Yeah.
Tom?
Guys, let me just jump in here about Jared Goff, because it's really interesting You know, one of the things that I was talking about all on my show is when you think about it, remember when Brady, look, I'm not comparing anybody to Brady. He's the greatest athlete that we've ever seen, ever. There's no debate about it. But let me just give you, when he was coming up, you know, Brady was in this position, coming into his first Super Bowl, there were all kinds of guys that were the newfangled guys. Look, Favre and Manning and the gunslingers. And you look at Jared Goff. Who's gotten the attention over the last couple of years? Carson Wentz, oh, he's going to be the greatest ever. Deshaun Watson, oh, yeah, this guy's amazing. Pat Mahomes, oh, he's great. But Goff's standing there, and he just wins. There has to be something said about the guy that has poise. He just wins. He might not have the biggest numbers. He's just, yeah, he's there. And I know it's his team and everything else, but you start to think about the legacies. You start to think about guys that have huge arms, you know, successful careers, and then you think about the winners. Who are the guys? Montana never put up big numbers. Just won, and he was a quiet winner. Brady, you know what? Never had the best tools. Just won. And all of a sudden, you're looking at Jared Goff, and if he wins this, yeah, Mahomes got the MVP. Wentz is the Superboy. You know, Watson, everybody loves, but it's going to be Goff wearing a ring.
Tim and Tommy, what do you guys think about the whole coaching matchup thing, obviously? Bill Belichick, you know, Sean McVay, you know, obviously getting so much praise, and rightfully so, for the job that he's been able to do there in Los Angeles. I mean, it's quite a dynamic, right, with the coaches and what could be on display here tomorrow, given, you know, all the moments that Bill Belichick has been a part of and the relative inexperience, right, that Sean McVay is going to have to face going into a matchup here against such a vaunted team in the Patriots.
30 minutes, Chris. 30 minutes. Keep that in mind. This, to me, is the biggest. I'll just give you my two cents if you guys go in. But 30 minutes, this is the biggest key for me when you're talking about the coaches. McVay and Belichick get 30 minutes halftime. Belichick is the greatest adjuster in-game in the history of the game. He did it last week. He did it, last Super Bowl. He did it against Atlanta. He's able to change it up. You give him 30 minutes, it's like giving Nick Saban, you know, a month to prepare for the championship game. It's almost unfair. What will Sean McVay be able to do with that 30 minutes is really interesting. But it's not just about McVay. Everyone's talking about McVay. Let's think about the coordinators. Josh McDaniels is sitting there at 42 years old, and all he hears is how great McVay is. He's the best young offensive coordinator. He's going, wait, I'm 42. I have 5 rings. Are you kidding me? And on the other side, all we hear about is Belichick's defense, and Wade just sitting there and going, yeah, I already beat him once in the Super Bowl. My defenses are pretty good. So I think this is, you could argue that this is maybe the best coached Super Bowl that I can remember. I would argue that.
You think the Rams, Tom, do you think they come out with trickery tomorrow? Or are they going to go more, look, their offense is dynamic. We know that, right? But they haven't been that same team in the last, 6 weeks, I'd say. And, yes, you can go back to saying they shouldn't be there because of what had happened. But do you think he tries to come out and shell-shock the Pats early, or do you think he's going to just go out with more of a slower-type game plan?
I think if Todd Gurley doesn't touch the ball 3 times in the first 3 plays, I think it's going to be shocking. You know, I spoke to some people that were close with the Rams, and they were at the Rams practice, and they have the same kind of belief that they're going to kind of put everybody to rest. Put it all to rest that Todd Gurley's hurt. Shut people up like me that said, oh, I don't buy that he wasn't hurt last year, you know. Shut everybody up. Let's establish him early and give Todd Gurley, you know, a big portion. So, no, I don't think that they're going for it all right away. I think there will be trickery in the game. I think you have to have trickery because it's part of their game plan. But early on, I think it's going to be Gurley run, Gurley out of the backfield catch, Gurley run again.
Now, what trickery are we talking about? Hecker throwing a touchdown pass or what? Is there a prop on that somewhere? I haven't seen one.
There is a prop bet. How many people will throw a pass over and under 2.5? And I love the over.
Okay, nice, nice. Are we having a safety this year there, Tom? Just that inside joke from all of us.
let me tell you something. Let me get something off my chest here, a little angry. What has happened to value in safeties, right? When I was there, guys,
you blew it.
Remember I hit the safety. It was 10-1, 11-1. It's 6-1 in some spots now. 6-1 in the safety. Overtime is 5-1. What is going on with value? I mean, this is absolutely nuts. And, you know, it's not worth it anymore. It's just not worth it anymore. You could turn around and you could go take a guy for an MVP. I took a shot at Ndamukong Suh for the MVP just because of value. 100-1 odds, guys. You know,
Hey, Tom, well, it kind of – you hurt the books when you had all your bachelor party bet on the safety
yes.
there.
I think so.
Am I wrong? Yes, I mean, that. And then it happened the year after, so there you go. There's our value right there.
Tommy, what's the betting pattern so far out there that you're seeing? Is it a lot of public Patriot fans?
Well, yeah, I can tell you guys information that kind of only I have, although I did put out a now. All week long, we've been tracking it. It was Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. But every single bookmaker that I talk to, you know, I talk to the biggest bookmakers in Vegas and in Atlantic City, and everybody kept saying, yeah, but the Rams money isn't getting into Vegas yet, right? The Rams money isn't there. Today, early in the morning, $300,000 bet came in on the Rams. $350,000 bet. $1.2 million bet came in on the Rams. Everybody was loading up on the Rams, and we are seeing a lot of late money. I spoke to the director at the Hard Rock this afternoon, and I asked him, look, I didn't think there was going to be much movement here on the East Coast. William Hill moved their line from 2.5 to 3. And when it went to 3, they said now they're getting 51% on the Patriots, 49% on the Rams. They had to move it. So I asked the guy, a lot of Patriot money? You know, we're New England area, East Coast. He said, actually, the three biggest bets that we took today, over the weekend, yesterday was a big bet. Today, $35,000 came in on the Rams money line, $12,500 even on the Rams. And he said, we have another guy waiting, standing by for a six-figure money line on the Rams. So late money's coming in on the Rams, guys. I think everybody was waiting to see if people would follow suit on William Hill and move it to 3. It's starting to move. Maybe you have places like the Superbook that said, we will not move this at all. South Point moved it for 17 minutes this week, and that was it. So I think we're seeing late Ram money for sure.
So while the spread really has only moved about 2 points, right, since the final gun of those championship games, Tommy, what do you think about the total? It's not moved whatsoever. Is there a possibility that we could have a game that's maybe a 21-17 type game here, or are the numbers pretty much dead on, and it's going to be a situation where the defenses might have some issues, and we might see one of those high scoring games that I think a lot of not even hardcore football fans would love to see.
Chris, I hate to blow it up here, but the total has moved immensely. It opened up at 58.5. You could get it at 56 in Atlantic City. There's a 55.5 out there in Mississippi. There was a 55.5 lingering in Vegas at a point today. I mean, that's a 3-point downward trend. Everybody loves the under. Massive money's coming in the under. We can talk about the Patriots point. No one is making a big deal about the public loves overs. This is the highest scoring season in history. We have high scoring teams, high scoring offenses, the number 2 and the number 4 fastest pace teams, and the number has fallen from points in some spots, 2.5 in others. Everybody, 60% of the public in Las Vegas loves the under. Everyone's on the under.
Yeah. Mondo, you're on the under.
I'm on the under. I'm going to go bet the over in the morning.
I got to admit, though, it's kind of a surprise, man, because we all saw the AFC Championship game. That was crazy. That game was dead peg for the under, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they just start lighting the scoreboard up in the second half. You got to be kidding me. It was crazy.
Well,
so
both the teams are capable of doing that
exactly
tomorrow. So,
Tom, if
you know, guys, it is, you know, we're looking at. Just going against the public. Public loves unders. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. And I brought it up to every guest that I had on this week. I go, what do you make about this? You know, I'm trying to listen. I want to be, you know, the sports handicapper, Tom Barton Sports that knows everything. But I don't have any reasoning for this, which scares me a little bit.
Tommy, you're saying all these big money bets are coming in on the Rams money line, which is drawing the Pats money line down. There's some value if you like the Pats to win.
Pats money line's coming down only slightly. But it is interesting. You know, I don't understand why anybody would do, you know, laying, knowing the history, laying 2.5 with the Patriots when you, you know, at, you're laying 2.5 at minus 120. Or you can get a money line minus 140. You know, it is a weird situation. Now, I've seen money lines all over the place. Every place is different. So I understand that. But to me, because they had to protect themselves with the 2.5 and they have, you know, not quite going to 3, you're paying a premium on the 2.5. I'm just the guy that's going, wait a minute. If, you know, if I have to buy it by 2.5 points and I'm only buying it for a couple, it makes a little bit of sense.
We're out at the Beer Park, Las Vegas, Heat Wave Sports. Time for our first time out here on a Saturday night. Plenty of guests still to come tonight as we break down the big game, the Super Bowl, Rams and Pats. We already know who Armando and Chris win like. On the other side of this, we'll get Tom Barton's thoughts on the big game tomorrow. It's Heat Wave Sports, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Walsh Jennings, and you are listening to Heat Wave Sports on Fox Sports Radio.
This is you, baby. This is you.
No, no, Marta.
You must show us some respect.
It's a seesaw battle. Neither offense can move. Colts driving now with the ball. Armadillos better stop them. Now, how could the ref call that? It was a clean kick to the face mask.
Guys going in.
Illegal contact. Number 51. Senkutsu elbow thrust to the up back. Oimowatsu roundhouse lunge kick to the quarterback. Takatami handsword block to the... Never mind. 15 yards. First down.
Now back to Heat Wave Sports with Tim Oglesby and Tom Barton.
And we're back at it Saturday night. Heat Wave Sports live from the Beer Park at the Paris Hotel Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. This view is incredible. Gentlemen, I know you agree with that. Unbelievable view of the Strip. And if you're looking for a place to watch the big game tomorrow, why not do it here at the Beer Park? 40-plus televisions, buffet-style food. Great, great atmosphere. I know everybody's got a place to go. Where are you guys going tomorrow, Armando?
I'm staying home.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking heavily. That way, either at the end of the game, I'm celebrating or can't remember. One of the other teams.
I'm hitting a house party out in Henderson over here. It's going to be crazy. It's a bunch of hospitality people, you guys down and girls down that work down here on the Strip. You're going to be throwing it. 20 pounds of Wagyu beef is going to get smoked. Lots of chicken wings, cocktails all over the place, squares for each quarter. We're going to be playing those, all kinds of games. Should be a good time.
Tom, which casino will be accepting your cash tomorrow?
I've made my bet. Well, most of them. I'm staying at Sally's, and I love the atmosphere down at Wild West. They had like a band and stuff. So I'm going to watch a little bit there. I did really, really enjoy my time at Golden Nugget last time. But I'm going to be at Ocean for a lot of the day, as you know. I'm going to meet a couple of people down there, people I've got on the show and whatnot, invited me to come down to do an appearance, a couple of, you know, former players and newspaper guys. So I'll be down there for a little while, but once the game starts, I think I'm going to head back over here.
I was on the fence. It was either go to Frank's, Ballpark Frank's remote, or Brian Feldman's. I think I'm going to hit up Brian Feldman's, though, since he's coming on the show here in a few minutes.
So you're brown-nosing.
Definitely brown-nosing, but...
Man.
It's always a good time to go hang out with Feldman during the season, too, for Monday Night Football. Yeah, they got a nice little setup going on over there.
Got to support the shows, right?
Yeah. So, it's a good atmosphere.
Tom, walk us through this game tomorrow. In your opinion, what's going to happen?
Well, listen, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I have gone back and forth with this game. I think it's going to be just a great game. I've heard people talk about the blowout. I've heard people say things. Look, the Patriots have been in 8 Super Bowls. Every single one of them have been a 1-8 points or less in 8 straight Super Bowls. We lost 2 overtime games, you know, in the last round. These teams are teams that are just match up well with each other. Brady against the zone is a big thing to watch. Look, he tears the zone apart. More than 90% of his passes in the post games have come from inside the tackle box, meaning – They're not pushing it outside the tight end. They're not going deep. They are short intermediate passes. The Rams are a team that spent a ton of money this offseason on defense. And, Tim, you know, I'm holding an 18-1 ticket that I asked you to buy for me, and I actually wound up doing it myself, an 18-1 ticket on the Rams 3 days before they got in Dominican. The reason I didn't pick them in our preview, I had them go to the championship game, but the reason I didn't pick them is because I said, I think their linebackers, or lack of linebackers, are going to come back and bite them. Well, how do you expose the linebackers? You expose the linebackers by short passes to the running back and tight end and crossing patterns. Well, you just explained New England's offense, right? Edelman across the middle, Gronk across the middle, James White, Burkhead out of the backfield. I know everyone's looking at Sonny Michel to have a huge game, and he's been a volume back. But I think that this game is going to be, can the linebacker stop him? But on the other side, you have the same situation. If Todd Gurley's healthy, this guy's been in the MVP conversation for the last 2 years. If Gilmore down Cooks, well, that opens up Wood, it opens up Reynolds. And I liked what I watched in Jared Goff in the second half last week, or 2 weeks ago. I liked what I saw in him. A calm, cool, collected guy in that loud environment. It's not going to be like that anymore. So I kind of like that as well. All in all, Tim, this is how I'm going to give you the game, and I don't want anyone getting mad because this is just reality. I'm the Rams plus +3, but I'm taking the Patriots to win the game. And listen, it's not me squirming out of this. I have seen the Super Bowls. I have seen eight of them, and I know that they play close. This has the makings of another game where all of a sudden the Rams get out on top. Maybe they're up 14-10, something like that, going into the half. Belichick makes adjustments, comes back in the second half. It's knotted up close, and Brady's got to march him down the field, kick that extra point or kick that field goal, get a touchdown, the extra point, whatever it takes, to just break everyone's hearts. The haters are hating out there. Brady gets another championship. I think it's a one-point game. I do. I think it's a one-point win and a classic game. Brady with the win. Rams plus +3.
I think that's the great thing about the Super Bowl is everybody has an opinion on what's going to happen. And if you can formulate a thought, you should be able to at least give some type of analysis on why you think. I got an Uber last night on the way to see Chris Wynn's good friend Wes Scantlin, a puddle of mud.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the talk of the town right now, right, Tom? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? And the guy, I asked the guy who's driving. He goes, I like the Patriots. I said, why do you like the Patriots? He said, it's Brady. They lost last year. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to cover. You know, and it seems to be a popular opinion there, Tom and Chris, jumping on this one too, because I know working in the service industry, you hear a lot of this. It's the old adage of Belichick and Brady. How can you bet against them in a Super Bowl?
Well, that's what's been talked about the last few days here is that, oh, I can't even imagine the Patriots losing two Super Bowls in a row.
Right.
That can't happen, right? So that's kind of like a narrative that's out there. But at the same time, and I want to get Armando's take on this because you talked about the defense and what the Rams' defense possibilities could be. What do you think is going to go down as far as this offense, right? Because, look, it's not just about Todd Gurley. It's not just about Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods. There's other pieces there. Even though they lost Cooper Kupp, it seems like they'll still be able to put up points. And, by the way, there's this guy that's emerged in that backfield by the name of C.J. Anderson that could be a big factor as well, too, and we've seen him already be one. So this Rams' offense, they're going to be able to, I think, stand toe-to-toe with the Patriots in this type of game.
Stand toe-to-toe is one thing, but at one point in this game, they're going to have to stop Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, and, you know, and we know what they're capable of.
But Armando, here's the thing. Listen, I'm not a Rams fan, but I will tell you, the two times that Brady got stopped, he got stopped because of inside pressure where you don't have to blitz. Now, look, you know I'm the biggest Brady apologist out there. But they're going to double-team Aaron Donald. I see everybody jumping on Donald for the MVP. I don't think there's any chance that Donald beats them. This is on Ndamukong Suh. If he can get that up front pressure, Tom percentages and the percentages against the blitz, he completes over 70% of the passes when an edge blitz comes. A guy like Dante Fowler's coming. 70%. When it's up the middle, he's under 50%. It's rare that you could get him up the middle. But his numbers become very pedestrian if you could get an upfront push.
I agree. And in my mind, this game is going to be won by the Rams defense. If Ndamukong Suh has even a decent game, this is going to get I feel real confident in it. And, you know, to what Chris was asking me about the offense, you know, everybody's worried about Todd Gurley. I mean, I, for one, don't know if he's injured or what is going on with him. I have no clue. I mean, you know, there's people that investigate and do this and do that. And you were talking about, okay, they're gonna feed him the ball early and let's get him going and prove it that he's fine. I'm like, why? Go ahead and start CJ, get him going, and then pound him with Todd Gurley. Again, I don't know what it is. I mean, CJ does have the fresher legs. You know, he's not injured. So, I mean, I don't have a problem, you know, the Rams winning a Super Bowl with him being the MVP. I don't see it, but, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Tommy, what do you think about the talk, too, also, that Bill Belichick obviously has coached some of these guys on this Rams defense particularly, and so that could give the Patriots a certain advantage going into this matchup as well, too. You give, what, there's three or four guys that Bill Belichick has had in his defense, on his defensive scheme in the past here. That could be a factor as well, too, right?
Yeah, it could. You know, weirdly, Chris, I don't make a lot about that. Everyone's going, well, Cooks knows the offense, and, you know, on the other side, you've got this. I don't make that much about it because players nowadays are just so different in different schemes. You know, if the Rams were playing defensively the same type of defense, but they're not. You know, you go from a 3-4 to a 4-3. You go from an edge rush to an upfront pressure. You know, it's not the same. So I'm not making too much into that. One thing no one's mentioning, guys, and I throw this out, and I want to get your take on it because it's either I'm putting on a tinfoil hat right now or, listen, I'm just speaking the truth, okay? The referee, the guy's name is Parry, P-A-R-R-Y, the referee for today or tomorrow's game is 7-0 when he's playing, the Rams play. 7-0. And he was the guy that made the call on Dak Prescott in the Cowboys game that all the Cowboys got upset about in the playoffs. So, once again, we know the Rams don't belong here, right? We know that there was four.
No, they don't belong here.
Speak the truth, Mr. Barton.
No. How can you say that? How in your right mind can you say something like that?
They don't deserve to be anyone here.
I mean, did they or did they not have the trouble to?
Let's be honest, Armando. In a perfect world, they probably should not be here.
No, they didn't. Come on. Did they or did they not have a chance to win? Mm-hmm. I mean, afterwards. I mean, they did. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't blame that on that. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Of course you can. It is. Armando, let me just ask this. Very, very simple. But no. The answer to the question is very, very simple. It's very simple. If the flag is thrown, the Rams aren't in the Super Bowl.
Take your time.
You know, nothing. It doesn't matter. Nothing. Nothing right there matters after that sentence. The sentence, very simple sentence is this. If the flag is thrown, there is no Rams in the Super Bowl. Now, you can talk to me about what happened afterwards and it's happened in this different sports. No. If the flag is thrown, the Rams are not in the Super Bowl. They don't deserve to be here.
We're going to take a timeout here right over at the Beer Park. Las Vegas on the strip. When we come back, more analysis from the big game. It's Heatwave Sports.
Look up Heatwave Sports on Facebook and on Twitter at HW Sports and at Tom Barton Sports.
Other sports services spend hundreds of thousands of dollars training salesmen day in and day out to learn rebuttals and techniques on how to sell you and take your money.
TomBartonSports.com doesn't employ any salesmen. We don't have rebuttals or techniques because, well, our winning and honesty speaks for itself. TomBartonSports.com is the best in the business. TomBartonSports.com charges less than $100 for 30 days of service, and there is no fine print. 30 days, every play, every level, not another penny. That means no salesman asking you for commission, no salesman telling you to bet out of your comfort zone, no salesman, period. So this year, when they call you and try and convince you they have that can't-miss lock of the century, you tell them you decided to go with the sports handicapper who's never had a losing season and who Gaming Today called the honest handicapper, TomBartonSports.com.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Come on, guys and girls. I want to personally invite you to check out Deja Vu's Adult Emporium, the largest and classiest adult novelty store in Nevada. It's upscale adult retail in a non-offensive environment. Definitely couples and female friendly. Guys, you are going to love the low prices and great assortment of lingerie, dancewear, and streetwear for your very special lady. Deja Vu's Adult Emporium is open 24 hours a day for all your adult needs. You can't miss us. We're located on West Tropicana, directly across the street from the Orleans Hotel and Casino. That's 4335 West Tropicana. It's Deja Vu's Adult Emporium for all your adult novelty needs. Open 24 hours a day and conveniently located across the street from the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
Now back to Heatwave Sports with Tim Oglesby and Tom Barton.
All right. Back at it. Having fun over at the beer park.
Damn, that was fun.
Wind, drunk. Guy, it's Super Bowl weekend. What can we say about that? As Tom was saying.
Oh,
Tommy, this is what you're missing, see?
I thought Armando was flipping out, yelling at me.
Yeah.
He was trying to contain
Ari,
the situation.
That guy, that dude was crazy, man. Yeah. Some crazy dude comes sitting next to me and starts dropping F-bombs. Wow.
Live radio.
Right.
Yeah, live radio. That's what happens.
They're
about to walk this guy out.
Yeah, it looks like he's being escorted from the premises. So.
There we go. Somebody might. Throw him out.
Got Facebook Live up for that by any chance?
Yeah, we should, man.
I've already got some good video already, Ari, so nice. We're going to have some quality.
See, I'm there in spirit.
The only bad thing is poor Angel's having a coronary right now.
Yeah.
If I was on the Volante, would have been here. We would have had some live feed on that one.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I want to get your guys' thoughts on some props. Start with Armando because we're going to have a special guest joining us in a minute here. Armando, I know you're not a big bettor.
No.
I don't even know if you're betting on the game because usually if you do, you don't say anything. But
he's betting we know who you're tell anyone.
Yeah, exactly. We know who
hey,
you're.
I listen to a show that emanates from back east every other day. You know, it's called Wanna Bet.
Yeah.
And so I get a lot of information coming at my way. You know, so I just wanted you to know that.
Give us some. You like some props? A couple props you like? We know you're betting on the Rams. So
I'm betting on the Rams. Yes. No, actually, I haven't even gone through the props. To be quite honest with you, that's why I asked about the if there was one on Hecker, because I really wish there was one.
C-Win's got a couple.
Yes. I've got a couple. We got a guy that's going to be talked about during this game because it could be, look, everybody wants to talk about Belichick. Is he, you know, when's he going to retire? Tom Brady, when's he going to be done? But there's a guy who plays tight end for the Patriots by the name of Rob Gronkowski, okay, where yes. The speculation is a possibility could be his last game ever in a Patriot uniform in the NFL. So a prop that I'm looking at for him, though, is will he score a touchdown in the first half right now, plus 350, yes. Minus 450, no, that he scores a touchdown in the first half. Also, will he score at all as far as a touchdown in the game? Plus 170 for the yes, minus 200 for the no. So is Gronk. He's going to be a guy that's going to hit pay dirt in this game against the Rams tomorrow. I say yes. I think that they're going to – because, look, the Patriots are going to need him, okay? We can talk until the cows come home about James White and about, you know, the running game and the other pieces of the offense, whether it's Edelman, whether it's others. But the Patriots, usually when they're winning football games, Gronkowski's a guy that's involved. So I think that, if New England's going to get this done, I think Gronk's going to have to be a big part of it.
Tom, what are a couple of your favorites?
I got a lot. I like the Hecker bet. You know, I thought that was pretty good. Well, not only Hecker. It could be a number of but I like that one. I really, really like, and I gave this out for free on my New York show. I love over Tom Brady over 295.5 yards. Now, this has gone up in some spots. I have it. I have a standing ticket that's over 295.5, but it's gone up to 300. I don't even care. Just go over. He's getting 300 yards. He's thrown for 337 yards and 7 of his last playoff games. He's getting his yards tomorrow, even if there is a ground game. And I like James White over 5.5 catches. I think he might have 9 or 10. Remember what Alvin Kamara just did? Alvin Kamara had 13 pass looks go his way. He caught 11 of them. I think James White could be in a similar situation. Brings us to the MVP. James White is 20-1 odds. Not a bad value. But I'm taking a shot at Ndamukong Suh, guys. 100-1 odds. I already did it. I threw $100 down to win 10,000, okay? The $100, it is what it is, but I'm taking a shot at Ndamukong Suh for this reason. I don't think Aaron Donald is going to beat the Patriots. They're going to double-team him and leave this up to Suh. And if Suh can get, you know, one or two sacks, you know, maybe a strip sack fumble, it's not a foregone conclusion that Jared Goff gets the MVP. It seems like it is for Brady, but it's not a foregone conclusion that Jared Goff can get the MVP. He's not the cog that makes this team go. If they stop Brady, and if Ndamukong Suh is an integral part, 100-1 odds, I like that problem.
Tommy, we just got talking about the Rams offensively. As far as the running game is concerned, you look at the over-under totals on the props with both Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson. C.J. Anderson right now, 42.5 over-under as far as yardage. You've got Todd Gurley at 68.5 over-under as far as yardage. Do you think, to me, that's kind of like almost an even split, right? That's kind of what you would expect out of this Rams team offensively as far as the running game. Do you think that it could go maybe slanted more to one guy or the other in that type of scenario?
Oh, Chris, man, I'm telling you, I told everybody that would listen, I'm not going anywhere near these running backs at all. I do not believe Todd Gurley's healthy. I didn't believe it, but I'm starting to think 2 weeks off might make him healthy. Here's the thing. I can give you some stats, guys. In the Dallas, according to Next Gen Stats, ran 12.08 miles per hour, the fastest run that he made all season, straight ahead. You watch that film, though, on the Dallas game, Chris. There's not one single fast cut. He didn't have to sidestep. He didn't have to do any of that. When he had to do that, when they benched him 2 weeks ago against the Saints, you could see it just wasn't right. Is it his groin? Is it his ankle? I don't know. If it's his groin injury, it's a continuous problem. If it's his ankle, maybe it heals up in 2 weeks. There's a chance C.J. Anderson doesn't get more than a carry or two. There's a chance that C.J. Anderson leads the way. I don't know what it is, and I've asked everybody I could. They are saying, look, he's not injured. People, you know, Rams reporters that are on the sidelines are telling me he looks perfectly fine, but he's not making that big jump cut. So, you know, I would stay away from it just because we don't know injury. It's either going to look great, because it's 70.5. It's either going to be, wow, Todd Gurley ran for 120 yards, or how did we miss out on C.J. Anderson at 50, or whatever, 49.5? How did we miss out on C.J. Anderson for the control?
When you look at these props, the fun ones. Let's throw in the fun ones here. when will we see these being able to be bet, Tom? And you know what I'm talking about on the fun ones.
I love it. Start to see some of them. You know, it's now a competitive market. Las Vegas, because they're stuck in their old ways, and this is not a knock to Vegas. It's just true. They're stuck in their old ways. The experience is now moving to the East Coast. Vaccaro just moved over. I've seen the shift, and it's now becoming more of a mobile app. If you guys have a mobile app for FanDuel, DraftKings, EC, they send you boost updates and ridiculous odds. New Jersey is now going to odds on the Oscars, which was only an online thing, right? It was only an offshore book thing. The fun play and prop place, you can start to get, and looking at it, it's going to be more and more prevalent. You want a fun prop, guys? There are a lot of fun props out there. The one I take every year is I love the Gatorade one. So I have a little inside information for you, but listen close here. So they asked Julian Edelman, what's the team's favorite flavor of Gatorade at the Super Bowl thing? I mean, it's a great question, right? And He told everybody it was ice punch. Well, ice punch isn't really a real color. So people run into that white. I'm taking a shot at purple guys at 10-1.
Purple 10-1. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Come on, $10 on purple.
Yeah.
Do you make bets that small, Tom?
Really?
Yeah. Prop plays, I do. I was on a $5 roulette table last night. Yeah. It's not a serious bet. I'm going small, guys.
Okay. So no, since there's no value on the safety, you're not going to go nowhere near it, correct? Just to go back to that for a minute.
It might come out, but there's just no value, Armand. You know what I mean?
There isn't none.
No, there's no value. Especially this is the year where everyone's betting overtime because we just saw two overtime. But there's just no value there at all. One of the interesting bets out there, we're not getting into a political statement, I'm just going to put it out there, that this is a weird bet. Will Adam Levine take a knee during the Super Bowl? The halftime show. There's that one. There's, will he wear a black shirt? Things of that nature. My question with all these crazy problems is always followed, and this is why I'm saying to take anything, is always followed by, who's to say? Who's to say exactly, what if he hits a knee during a song, but it's not supposed to be for Kaepernick? It's just part of the song. You know, who's to judge these things? And this is where you have to be careful with the offshore books. There's a prop play out there, a pretty fun one. Will Tony Romo predict over and under 7.5 plays? Well, what if Romo says, the guys, this is going to be a run here? Is that predicting a play, or does he actually have to say, I think it's going to be a run pass option, and you're going to run? So you have to be careful when you're going with these offshore weird kind of prop plays, because the question is, who's really judging, the prop plays?
Heatwave Sports out at the Beer Park on the Las Vegas Strip, Paris Hotel Casino. We owe the sponsors a few more minutes already, so let's go ahead and take the top of the hour. We come back. We'll have a couple new guests joining us as we break down Super Bowl 53. Pats Rams. We got two Rams fans here. See who these two guys coming on next we'll run with here. I think Tommy and I are on the path, but we'll let everybody know in hour number two. It's Heatwave Sports, Fox Sports Radio.